hey, that's why I said I wanted name tags earlier. Okay? Okay, well, we're gonna start with this, okay? I'm going to leave you up here for a little bit because you're the only guy. So I need you to represent. So we'll let Brittany share first.
Awesome. Hi, I'm Brittany.
Oh, yeah, share your name.
Yeah. Hey. My testimony was on the second day. We were just worshiping and praising, and one of the leaders came up to me and put her hands on my head and started praying for me. And I could almost immediately hear God's voice in my head. And, like, I was a little bit reluctant to, like, lean back and everything and, like, let go. But in my head, I could hear God, and he said, "Let go, my daughter, let go." And so I did, and I fell back, and they caught me. And I just came down crying. And it just, like, the Holy Spirit just overwhelmed me. And it was just so much because I've never heard him speak to me before. And I never knew I could have that really kind of relationship where I could hear his voice in my head. And I'm sure there's times in my life where he spoke to me and I didn't realize it was his voice. And maybe in, like, regular things, just giving me advice on things, and I think it's just my own voice. And really, it was him telling me all along. And I'm just so, so happy that I got the chance to hear his voice. And it was just very overwhelming and powerful for me. And it literally changed my life in that moment and made me so much stronger in my faith. And I thank you, God, for that.
Brittany here, actually, we had a pretty crazy evening Saturday night, and it broke into some pretty fun worship. And at one point, I killed the music, and I said, "Okay, good night." And they started this little rah-rah, one more song, one more song, one more song, one more song. And I tried to argue with them that I'm 30 now, and I don't like going that late. So what I did was I extended an invitation, and I said, "Okay, if there is one person here who will pray out something that is so bold and so powerful that it releases heaven into this atmosphere, into this room, I will give you one more song." And naturally, since everybody wanted a song, they all said, Bethany, pray. And I thought, no, wait. Because I want to emphasize this. Where is she? You're crazy. I love you. You hear from the Lord, you bring down heaven, it's wonderful. But what I want people to know is that she's not the only one that can do it. She knows it. She knows she's not the only one that can do it. I want everybody else to understand their authority and their power. So Brittany here bravely came up, and she started praying out. It started off as this really quiet, sweet, soft prayer, and you could just tell it. Just the Lord was like, "Oh, I love it, I love it." And then she just started to get more and more bolder. She said, "I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord." And all of a sudden, I was like, "Oh, man, there's no way I'm getting out of doing another song here." It was so awesome, and everybody, like, by the end of it, everybody's like, "Yeah, woo!" So we ended up doing, like, four more songs. I don't know. We definitely did more than one song, but it was so awesome to see people stepping out and experiencing stuff like that. So let's extend our hands. I'm losing my voice. Let's extend our hands, because I think we all know and can agree that that was just the beginning of what the Lord wants to do. So, Father, I thank you for the breakthrough that you have released, for the revelation that you have building inside of her, Father, and I just pray for a mighty increase, Lord God, that was just the beginning, that she would be a person who comes to know your sweet voice, that would know the call that's on her life and the mantle and anointing of the great and wonderful things that you've called her to. And Lord, like we've declared over everybody at the conference, that new sound would rise up inside of her and drown out every other sound. that the only sound rising up inside of her is the pure, sweet voice of the Father that loves her with an everlasting love. Thank you, Lord. Just release that in Jesus' name. Amen. Isn't that awesome? That was the first one.
Hi, I'm Laura, for those of you who don't know me. This morning when Dylan made the call for people to come up and give testimonies, I was like feeling this tug and I was like, I'm just going to ignore that. So I'm standing in the back, you know, just kind of hanging out, thinking I'm not going to be seen. And then Dylan says a little bit later, Lord's put it on my heart that there's one person in here who's just feeling this tug to come up and they just are just ignoring it. And I'm like, all right, okay, so I guess that would be me. So I went up front, and just the big revelation for me this weekend was that God's love is so easy to receive. You don't have to do anything. It's not self-effort. Just receive. And I know that seems very simple, but it was just awesome for me. And Dylan made the call for being baptized in the Holy Spirit, and that was something I had been wanting and just had never received and really, really wanted it. And so he said, he was like standing right in front of me when he said it, so I'm like, here. So he was like, whoa, all right. So he prayed through that with me, and naturally I fall on the floor, and I felt like there was like 20 people holding me up. And I'm thinking, is this because I'm pregnant? They don't want me to hurt myself. They don't want an injury on the field. So so I was like, wow, that was awesome. I'm just laying there. Just at first, I was like, it didn't happen, you know. And I'm like, no, it did. It happened. Thank you, Lord. You know, it's such a testimony. And I had so much peace and just felt like, wow, thank you, Lord. That was such a blessing, such a gift. And I come to find out later, two people caught me. I don't know where the 20 people came, but angels, not sure, but it was awesome. And I just laid there and I think it's an angel singing next to me. I'm like, there's an angel next to me. It was Bethany singing. She was just singing away, and it just was the most beautiful music I've ever heard. And one of the songs that was playing during that time was More of You and Less of Me. More of You and Less of Me. And that was kind of like my part of my revelation and my heart's cry this weekend was more of the Lord and less of me. Well, but so easy to forget when we get caught up in our own lives and ourselves. So I was like, that was just the perfect song for that moment for me. And just an amazing weekend, just fun fellowship, friends, time with everybody was awesome. So definitely life-changing for me. Amen.
Okay, awesome testimony. I'm gonna tweak one thing. Okay. I want you to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that those were angels that were all around you. Because there's not a question in my heart or mind. Because you gave that testimony earlier and you have this, I don't know, but I want you to know in your heart of hearts that angels surround you, that they watch over you, that they protect you, that they are available to serve you and to usher in the kingdom. And the Lord, you know what? We'll just do this. Come on. Extend our hands. Do this all night. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the angels that have been commissioned over Laura right now. Father, angels that are warring in the Spirit, angels that are protecting in the Spirit, Lord God. And Father, I just pray for eyes to see and ears to hear, Lord, what's happening in the Spirit. I just release a spirit of discernment over you to know when those angels are there and that those angels that surround you would just draw out the boldness inside of you. That there would be the roar of a lioness rising up in Jesus' name. We release that, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Awesome.
Who's next? We can take turns. We'll take turns. Okay. It's not that bad. Okay, here. Here. Just bear with me, okay?
Okay.
What's your name?
Faith.
Where are you from?
Canal Fulton.
Where do you go to school?
Homeschooled.
Homeschooled, okay. How'd you get here?
My mom.
Who told you about the conference?
Everybody, pretty much.
Awesome.
I think it was just about everybody. everybody.
Just about everybody. That's awesome. So what would you say stuck out about the conference for you the most?
When Michelle prayed for me.
Michelle prayed for you. When was that?
It was yesterday night.
Yesterday night?
Yeah.
What happened?
She was praying for me for something that had been weighing heavy on my heart. And during the middle of her praying, all of a sudden something in my chest just started to feel lighter. And as she kept praying, it just kept feeling lighter and lighter and lighter. And it was just, it became easier to breathe and to think and to just to do everything. It's just now easier.
Yes, Lord.
And it's easy. That's all I can explain it as. It was just easy. Everything is just easy.
So did you get a real sense of freedom in that moment?
Definitely.
And it looks like maybe a little bit of joy as well?
Yeah, I kind of felt bubbly like Bethany back there for a while.
Bubbly like Bethany.
I mean, look at her. She's always bubbly.
I know. I know. It drives me nuts. I think you were at the wrong retreat, though, because it sounds like you should have been at the lighter retreat. You got lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter. Awesome. Well, okay, let's extend our hands. Was there anything else that you wanted to share about your experience or encounter?
I'm going back.
Hang on. Okay. See the camera right there? Just say it right into the camera.
I'm going back. There we just go. Definitely.
There we
definitely.
Go. Going back. That is a bold declaration, because I know sometimes the enemy can come in and try to steal some of those promises, but not here, not this time. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Faith's life. Lord, I just pray that that would continue to increase, that she would be the one marked as the bubbly personality, Father, that the joy of the Lord would rise up, that would be the strength inside of her, Father God, and that she would be known to all of her neighbors and friends and family as the bubbly faith, the faith-filled faith. Thank you, Lord, that you release the joy of the Lord over her in Jesus' name. Amen. Awesome. You can go sit down now. It really, see how easy that was?
No, it was hard.
No, I got this. Don't worry. What's your name?
Alexis.
You're doing good so far, right? No problems? Yeah, see? How's she doing so far? Okay, Alexis, what you shared with me, with the camera, with Andy, was so phenomenal and outstanding, and it completely blessed me. So I'm just going to ask you a few questions. We'll make it real easy and fun. I'm always fun because the Lord's always fun. See? He knows. So why don't you tell us, well, first, what or when did this happen?
It happened today.
So this morning during worship? Okay. And what exactly happened?
Well, Dylan and Ashley was praying for me, and after I fell to the ground, I was just laying there, and, like, I was shaking and stuff, and, like, I just felt, like, a whole lot better, and, like, he was just praying specifically, like, to my heart and everything, and I felt, like, very, like, different and stuff in a way, and then when I was laying there, like, I had a picture, like, I was walking through fog, and I had seen a real big red heart, and it said forgiveness on it, and it had a door on it, so I walked into the door, and God told me that he forgives me. So I walked out of the door, and there was another heart, and I walked in it, and it said love. And when I walked in there, it was all dark and everything, and I didn't understand it. So I walked back out, and I looked at the heart, and it was all black and mushy. And then there was another heart, and it was red too, and it said love on it. So I walked through that door, and it was bright. And God told me that he loved me, and that he forgave me, and that I'm his chosen one.
Amen. Isn't that awesome? So did anything else happen in the midst of being prayed for?
Well, I just felt like a lot lighter. Same thing as Faith said, like after I stood up, like I felt like really different. Like I felt like something was lifted off of my shoulders and everything, and I felt a whole lot better.
That is awesome. Isn't that phenomenal? Okay, let's extend our hands because we want to see that increase. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for the mighty breakthrough that Alexis has experienced, Father, and I just pray that that would continue. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would just continue to bless her abundantly. Continue to demonstrate your love. Continue to demonstrate your forgiveness, Father. And Lord, may that just continue to be the mark of her life as a person that is known by her Father. That is the cry of her heart, to be known by her Father and to be loved with an everlasting love. And Lord, I just pray that that revelation would continue to increase. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Man, see? It wasn't so bad, was it? Was that bad?
Yes.
Okay. But you're done. How does it feel now?
Better because I'm done, but bad because I have to stay up here with her.
Well, why don't we get her done real quick, and then you guys can both go sit down.
Okay.
Okay? What's your name?
Kiara.
Where are you from?
Canton.
Where do you go to school?
Garfield Academy.
All correct answers. You're doing great so far. I assume they're right. Okay. So why don't you tell us, because I have no idea what's about to happen. So why don't you tell us what happened? Were you getting prayed for?
Yes.
Who was praying for you?
Dylan.
Man. Was I even there? And what happened?
When I was first walking up there, like, I had a pain in my, like, chest and in my stomach. And when I walked up there and he prayed for me, and I felt like when I first fell, my stomach and chest stopped hurting. And then I got a picture in my head, and it, like, had, I was walking, like, in a bright light, and I heard a voice saying, walk this way. So when I turned and started walking straight and stuff, and, like, I seen the Lord, and he just told me that I need to start forgiving and stuff. So I said I would try to do that.
That's awesome. How did you feel?
I felt good.
Lighter? Where's my Bible? There's actually a scripture that came to mind real quick. Yeah, thanks. Bear with me. You got to stand up there for one more second. Everybody stare at her awkwardly. Don't be rude. Don't do that. What's wrong with you people? Where'd they put the book of Isaiah? Okay. This scripture came to mind the second you started talking about being that light. This is a scripture that actually that I've been praying over Eliana, my daughter, since she was born. It's Isaiah 30, verse 21. It says, your ears will hear the word behind you. This is the way to walk. Walk in it whenever you turn to the right or to the left. And I believe the Lord just wants to release that over you tonight, that you will continue to see his light. You will continue to hear his voice. He will continue to guide every step that you take. So those moments where you need to be more forgiving, you're going to feel so much grace and joy and peace in that, then it's going to become an easy overflow. So I thank you, Lord, for the calling that's on Kiara's life, and that Isaiah 30, 21 would be a mark that is upon her heart. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys want to stay up here? Or go?
No.
Step right up. What's your name?
Mary Dean.
It's not Ashley?
No.
Still Mary?
Still Mary.
Okay. Why don't you tell us what happened?
We all had a fun time. All of us kind of all got baptized at, like, one after another. We kept them dropping. And
let me ask you this one. Who prayed for you?
Dylan? Yeah, it's Dylan. Sorry. Yeah,
just assume it was Dylan.
Yeah. And I actually prayed to be closer to God and be able to have him look over me. And he actually is right now. It's actually kind of a miracle. I'm actually able to listen to him a lot better and understand his advice and images and pictures and stuff like that. My first picture of, well, all right, my first documented picture that was kind of important was I was holding, I was kind of taking the whips of that Jesus got, and I was holding Jesus above my head, and I was taking the punishment that he took for us, for our sins. And that was actually the most tearful moment I've ever had. And I know that all of us were crying at one point, and that, yeah, all of us. I could not stop crying. It's weird. And, well, I just want to say that when they say it's easy, it really is. Like, all I have to do is just forgive and ask God to help you forgive, and just listen to him, because he knows what's best.
So it's easy to receive. We had some easy receiving this morning. It was awesome. So let's extend our hands. Father.
Mary.
I'm going to get it. It's Mary. I know. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the mark that is on Mary's life. And Father, I pray that that ability to receive easily would increase, Father, that it would become easier and it would happen more often as well. Lord, that the mark of the Father would be upon her, that you would continue just to release your glory and your presence. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that your desire is to bless her richly and continue to demonstrate your love to her so that she knows in her heart of hearts, no matter what circumstance or situation, trial, tribulation, that there is a Father who loves her deeply and passionately. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Awesome. Now sit down. This guy is huge. This is Big John, Johnny Moore. I call him J-Dog. Actually, that's the first time I've ever called you that. Okay, what's your name?
John.
Are you related to anybody here?
Unfortunately. No, I'm just like, no.
You just say yes. You don't even say who.
Yes.
We'll just leave it at yes. We'll leave it at yes. Oh, now everybody knows. So, John, Amanda Moore's brother. Why don't you share... Actually, I'm kind of interested. How did you even end up at this thing?
Well, Amanda, my sister, my loving sister, invited me. And although many people and the enemy tried to keep me from coming and staying, which I almost didn't do many times, I'm here. So, that's great. I'm still here.
He's still here. I mean, you're talking about a guy. He was like, I got to go. I got to go. I got homework or whatever it was or whatever reason you had to go. I truthfully looked up. I'm shocked to see you here. I wouldn't have come if I were you. That's amazing. That's awesome. So why don't you share? You seem to have many encounters over the last couple of days. You were up, down, on the floor. I think I saw you cry at one point. It was just... Hey, I've cried once or twice, too. It's okay. So why don't you share? I mean, I don't know if you... the testimony that you shared before was really awesome, but I don't know if you have, like, 15 others that you wanted to share about as well, so...
You want me to hold the mic, or...?
Yeah, if you get out of hand, I'm going to...
Okay. All right. Well, if you would have told me that I would be here right now, I would have laughed at you a lot. I came and I conquered, I guess. On Friday I was praying, which I hadn't. I prayed, you know, in the past few months I had been praying, but I hadn't been praying with my whole heart, and I felt God calling me, and the more He would call me, the past year or so, a couple of years, it just would run away as far as I could. And I don't know, on Friday I was praying and I cried a little bit. And Saturday, I prayed and I bawled. Tears. Tears. Just immense tears. And, I was kneeling on Saturday. I was kneeling and praying and crying. Manly tears, yes. And, And today, I twice laid myself down for Christ. And I had never done that before. And actually laid down. And I was shaking. And I could feel God's energy and light shining upon my face. I could feel it radiating throughout my body and my chest. When I would breathe, laying on the ground, I could feel like my chest being picked up. And I just knew that no matter what, and the things that happened in my life and the things that I've done in my past, it doesn't matter anymore because God washed it all away. And, yeah, thank you, Lord. God's good. And, I'm just so excited to be here. Yeah, I'm the man who said he was leaving multiple times and never left. So, I loved it this weekend. And thanks for everyone for welcoming me with open arms. And I love you guys. Thank you. I love God.
See how tall you are after this prayer. Come on. Okay. I don't care. I'm comfortable. Lord, look at this. See, see. Isn't that awesome? Lord, I thank you for your joy. Extend your hands towards John. John has been, John, he richly, thank you, a taller person. John richly blessed me this morning. He was, again, saying goodbye before anything was over. And I told him, I said, oh, because we were taking testimonies. It's like, dude, you've got to share. I don't even know everything that happened, but I saw him up and down a bazillion times. And so I was like, you got to share in front of the camera. And he's like, oh, okay. And I didn't think anything of it. And then he goes up and gets in the line. And Amanda walks up to me and she goes, did you talk to my brother about sharing? I go, yeah. Like, she goes, what did you do? Like, clearly there was this, like, no expectation or that you could share or would share. But then he shared. Well, no, I'm saying that to say that he's doing, the Lord's doing something new, that he's creating something new inside of us, that, and this breakthrough that caused this testimony, this rally of testimonies was absolutely amazing. And, the thing he shared at the camp was about how this encounter that he had with the Lord, that he started to feel, was it like a fire or a shaking?
Fire that just like radiated from my toes, and just I could slowly throughout the weekend I could feel it. I could feel it Friday and I could feel it Saturday, but today I could just feel it like radiating throughout my whole entire body to the point where I was almost like seizing, but in a good way, you know. It's like I was like, and I was having,
and were you baptized in the Holy Spirit?
I was baptized in the Holy Spirit and I spoke in tongues for the first time. Yes.
I think everybody's excited about that one. Actually, a quick show of hands, because I think there were a couple more that we didn't necessarily get. Who was baptized in the Spirit for the first time this weekend? One, two, three, four, five, six. Look at that. Two more that aren't here. Look at that. That's like all the new people. That's all the people that had no idea what baptism in the Spirit was. Just pff, down. Thought it was water. That's baptism in water. And then there's baptism in fire. And that's what we're going to release right now. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you that you continue to baptize John with the holy fire. I thank you, Lord, that you continue just to rise up inside of him. That radiation that's in his feet, that he feels start to rise up inside, Lord, and that would continue just to continue to rise and rise and rise. He would wake up in the morning feeling your presence. He would go to bed at night feeling your presence, that all around him, he would feel and know that the Spirit of the Lord is rising up inside of him. And Lord, I just thank you that there are godly men who surround him and desire to see that continue. So Father, right now, we just fan that flame in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that that is increasing more and more and more. We release the more over you. We release the more. Release the more, Lord. Release. Release, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that today is the day, Lord, that marks the rest of his life, that he will be a man who knows you, who passionately pursues you, and goes after you with everything inside of him because he feels you burning on the inside. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just believe the Lord's releasing something prophetic right now, so if any of you gentlemen who are seasoned in this want to speak something out, I just feel like the Lord's giving people pictures. So, Father, we're just going to stand in agreement for that right now. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. John, I just see a picture of an eagle beginning to stand up, almost like it's first coming out of, like it's first coming out of like an egg or something, and it's first being born. But then it's starting to spread its wings, and then all of a sudden it just takes off, and it's got these powerful wings that cause it to soar into the heavenlies. And that the Lord is going to mark your life as one of extreme acceleration, that you will continue to soar higher into the heavens, that you will have encounters with God, you will have visions and dreams of him. I encourage you just to start journaling those things, praying into them, and seeking the Lord's face about what those mean.
John, I just saw a picture, and sometimes the scripture talks about how our spirit actually is kind of located in our belly. I mean, our spirit's bigger than that, but just that's what the scripture alludes to. But what I just saw was I just actually saw like kind of your core and your abs and everything just getting incredibly strong. And I just want to believe the Lord's saying is that your spirit, what he's done on the inside of you, what he's done this weekend is a strong work. And it's been strengthened, and it's being strengthened right now. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for that strength in the name of Jesus, Lord, on the inside of his spirit. That, Lord, you say in your word that whom the Son sets free is free indeed, in Jesus' name. And if any man is in you, he's a new creation. He's a new creature, Lord. All things, old things, Lord, have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And John, I just see you stepping in and embracing that newness. I just see you running with it. I just had this picture of you actually being not a marathon runner, but you're in a relay race, and there's a baton being handed to you. And it's kind of like, why am I in this race? What's going on? And just what the Lord's saying is just run, run, run. Just take what he's released to you and run. Don't look back. Just run. Just run. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, for that running on the inside of him. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
John, I see I see you going into an immense place of bright white light. Light that surrounds you and envelops you and goes from your top to your bottom and from your side to your side. Light all around you. And the Lord is saying that although you've run, you cannot hide. Although you've run, you cannot hide. And that as long as you walk in the light, he is in the light. And when you walk in the light and he is in the light, the old things that defined you cannot exist in the light. And the old issues, the old John, the old issues fall off because darkness cannot hide in the light. And the Lord is surrounding you that you don't have to be afraid that darkness might pervade through the light, because when he is the light, darkness cannot exist. And the Lord is saying, I'm surrounding you. So walk tall, walk strong, walk mightily, and know that which was yesterday is in yesterday. And the past is in the past. And there is no condemnation for the past, but there is life in Christ Jesus through the light.
Just when Lawrence was just about to speak, I saw the same thing. I just saw wings unfurling and just a start of a launch. And also what Andy was saying, too, just tied in with Isaiah 40. I just heard going with all that. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. He has a child who hits my screen. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So Lord, I just thank you. There's a mounting up, Father, that he's just mounting up in the Spirit. And Lord, I thank you that he shall run and not be weary, that he will walk and not be faint. And Father, I just thank you that as he waits on you, he's going to renew his strength. Lord, I just thank you for just a real grace right now to wait on you, to get in your presence, to experience your presence, to encounter you in visions and dreams and every other fun way. In Jesus' name.
John, I just saw a flame. It was like a small flame when at first, but I saw it was getting fanned. And then all of a sudden it just like burst into like this huge, giant like flame. Like it just consumed everything around it. And I just heard the words when that was happening. I just heard the words sustaining fire. And I feel like God was just, he wants you to know that he's putting a fire inside of you. You can sustain it. You can keep that. You can keep it if you want it. And he wants you to know that you can't do it by yourself. He's the only one that can do it for you. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for the fire you put in John this weekend, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for everything you've done, Father God. And we just ask for more in Jesus' name. We just ask you for more in Jesus' name, Father God. We just call it down, Lord. And we just thank you, God, that you're the only one that can sustain us, Father God. We can't sustain ourselves, Lord. We can't keep ourselves from going off the deep end, Father God. You're the only one that can do that, Jesus. So, Lord, Father God, we just ask you for more, Father God. You're the only one that can do it, Lord. We just thank you, Father God. You're so good. You're so good.
John, I just saw a picture of a diamond, just that God's made you into this precious diamond where you saw yourself maybe as a stone or a rock, that's not who you are, that you're a precious diamond. And just when he looks at you, he sees his reflection. And so, God, I just thank you, Lord God, for how you see John, Lord. God, for your deep love for him, Lord, that as he's stepping into a brand new season in his life, God, that he is just being overwhelmed, Father, with your goodness and with your love for him, Lord. God, that he is going to begin to soar and to rise, just as others have spoken, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Yes. John, for you, I just saw you being a laid-down lover, and just you crouching down on the ground, just like giving everything to Jesus. And that's just a position that in the natural is very vulnerable, but you had many people praying for you. And as those words of life were being spoken out, and they were just being declared, they were reinforcing a shield about you that was just protecting you. The enemy and many evil spirits saw this, and they were very afraid. They were very afraid of you and the destiny that you have for you. And they more and more came and tried to break through that shield, but those words of life that people were praying for you were chasing them away. And Jesus is just always there, just reinforcing you. And just as you grow closer and give up more and more to him, there's going to be just more and more protection just coming from him and from those around you that care about you.
Just the sense, John, as we were praying here, was just to anoint you with oil. And so we do that in the name of Jesus. And the oil is just a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And that your body, hey, is sealed by his Spirit. Your physical body is possessed by Jesus. You are possessed by Jesus. And not in that you're his possession. He now owns you because you've given your life to him, because you've surrendered to him. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that this oil, Father, is a symbol of your Spirit, Lord, that John, Father, is anointed
Lord, he's anointed. And that, Father, his body is sanctified and cleansed in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that in the name of Jesus, Lord, that every chain and every yoke and, Father, every bondage that's been assigned to him, Father, in his physical body, in the name of Jesus, we just break it off of him. Lord, we as a body, Father, we extend our hands and we say yes and amen to your freeing, delivering work in his life and in his heart. And, Father, I thank you that through this weekend, Lord, through what he said yes and come into agreement with, that he will never, ever, ever be the same. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you that, Father, he is, Lord, he is born again in Jesus' name, and that the greatest miracle has taken place, that he who was once dead is now alive in the name of Jesus, and that life he will live forever, forever, and it will never, ever be stolen or taken out of him. Because he's a new creation. He's a new creature. And I love it, Lord. I love it when you rescue those that are in darkness and bound, Lord. Because you're an amazing God. You're an amazing God. You're an amazing God. You're an amazing God. You're our Savior. Ha ha. Lord, you're our salvation. And Lord, we thank you for the greatest miracle, which is somebody coming into your family. And so, John, we say, welcome to the family. And we're partying with the angels in heaven because you've come home. You're home. You're home. You don't have to wander anywhere else. You're home. You are home. I love it. You're home. You don't have to go anywhere else because you're home. Yes, Lord. Thank you for that. Thank you for that revelation, Lord, over him. Into his spirit, Father, sealed entirely in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Does anybody else love this? Come on! Look at what he's doing! More, Lord. More, Lord. We're just going to continue to bless that and sow into that. Thank you, Lord. Awesome. Ah, Lord. There are so many things to do. Okay. This guy's my neighbor. He lives like right down the street from where I work. So we'll hang out. Awesome. Okay, I'm not going to give a like word or preach. I just want to, there's a couple things I believe the Lord wants to release. And I just want to share real quick. It's not preaching. It's quick. So okay, we've got the New Sound Conference, and the Lord's building and building and building and building and building, and there's this great outpouring. Keep that on, sweetie. And there's this huge outpouring, and people start to receive all these things from the Lord. And I think one of my favorite testimonies, I don't even remember who it was, and I think it was more than one person, but they said, I had this encounter or this experience, and actually, I believe, Cam, it may have been you that was sharing this, this is Cam. Cam, raise your hand. Cam, awesome. I think it was Cam that was sharing this. He said, well, I had this encounter, and I felt so great, and then I woke up this morning, and I still felt great, and I'm still feeling it right now. Like, oh my gosh, it didn't end! Like, this huge revelation, this light bulb went off. That was you, wasn't it? Yeah, and there were a couple others that do it. Like this light bulb goes off when they realize all of a sudden, like this isn't something that's ending. This can continue to build and build and build. So we had this time. Are you done? Okay. So we had this time. We had this time this morning where we just continued just to pray into release some of a new thing in the Lord. And all of these people had these amazing encounters that they've never seen or experienced before. And it really kind of encapsulated the desire and the heart of the Father to do something new, to release something that we haven't experienced before, that we've never really known before. Debbie, hi. Are your children here? Your boys here? Leslie, sorry. Yeah, you're Leslie. Where? Denise, that was it. I'm just totally, man. You guys need to all get name tags. Okay. There. See that? Isn't that awesome? Oh, yeah. They totally... They okay, the two boys, Joe and Jimmy, right? Okay, see, I'm getting some names. So Joe and Jimmy came, and they brought two friends, Dylan and Brock, okay? And this just blew me away. I love this. Okay, Brock, his father is a youth pastor at another church. I don't remember which one, but they invited him to come. And so the father, which, you know, being the good father that he is, looked into it a little bit, went online, researched Frontline, and he said, I want my kid to experience this. I want my child to go and experience this. And they had such an amazing time. And by the end of it, I mean, I'm pretty sure, I know Troy talked to him, I'm pretty sure Dylan did at some point. Like, they came up and they wanted that. They came up and they said, I want to experience the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you're talking, I mean, these guys are what, 13, 14? Like 12, 13, 14? 13, 14, right around there. And I mean, they're hungry for the Lord. And the thing that touched me the most, I keep saying that, there's so many things that were so amazing. And one thing that stuck out was seeing how the Lord responded to a 13 and 14-year-old boy who had never experienced this, being filled with the Holy Spirit, experiencing the power and the love of Jesus, while at the same time, the 30-year-old adults who have been to 50-plus conferences are getting filled to overflowing and experiencing a greater level of freedom that they've never known before. You know, it so beautifully demonstrates the heart of the Father to release something that speaks specifically to your heart. He will, every time he will come in grace and mercy and goodness, and he will respond to the very thing that your own individual heart longs for. See, we see in Acts where he responds in the book of Acts, and he just does this mighty sweep of the Holy Spirit, and everybody gets hit. But at the same time, you see how Peter, he gets up and he gives this message, and it pierces their hearts. That the Lord's response, his desire obviously is to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. That his desire is the glory of God. So he's moving in these mass type of responses. We see where the Lord, we had one video of people worshiping around the world, and at one of them, there's this encounter where this mass of people just start getting slain in the spirit. They just all go down. And it was cool because it started in the back, and you know, normally you would think in the front, and then they knock the person behind them over. But it actually started in the opposite direction. The Lord's just like, here, watch this, and just kind of swirl it around. But what we see is the Lord's response, he's moving in a way that's bonding to the masses, but he's doing it so that it's speaking to the individual hearts. Because he cares that much about the individual hearts that he's able to come in this way, in this passion, in this love, so that when he comes, when he responds, he knows the cries of your heart. And he responds. And he loves to respond. And I love seeing that, especially at conferences, because we see it happen every time. I mean, there were... I'm assuming we got video and some photos. Please tell me that, because PMP will have my head if we didn't. Help me out. Did somebody at least grab their camera phone or something? Anything? Okay. But, like, we have people, like, laid out all over this morning. And, I mean, just, and I, you know, there's, like, somebody in the back I want to pray for. And you're doing, like, one of these, like a pretty ballerina type thing. And And, you know, it took like three steps to get past John alone. I'm like doing one of those things. But the Lord, he's doing that so that we can be so filled to overflowing. And this is something I shared about a little bit this morning, is that the desire is to make us so filled with the love and power and be so confident in that, that we can boldly go out and share those things. That I love those people experiencing the freedom at the conference. I love seeing that happen. I love it when people who have been to 30,000 conferences get blessed. I get blessed. And there's people who have been at conferences longer than me. Michael, Dylan, and Troy. Yeah, there's a lot more of you, but you guys went to like every single one. I think you guys have, right? Oh, okay, there you go. Lots of people have been to more than me. And they're still getting blessed. You know, that the Lord wants us to be confident. And the scripture that keeps coming to mind, I apologize, I've been at conference, so I didn't have time to really prepare any kind of message or anything. But the account that comes to mind is when Jesus is challenging Peter and he says, "Do you love me?" And the Lord began to speak to me about that, because what he does is he goes to Peter and he says, "Do you love me?" And what's the response? Anybody who goes to church knows what the response is. Do you love Jesus? You learn that in Sunday school when you're like one. So the Lord is saying, "Peter, do you love me?" Yes. And you would think the normal response is, "Thank you, I love, you know, then feed my sheep," and then it's over. But what does Jesus do? He takes it another step. "Peter, do you love me?" Ask him a second time. And Peter's response, "Yes, Lord, then feed my sheep." And then Jesus has the audacity to ask him a third time. And how does Peter respond? He's basically like, "You know I love you. Stop asking me if I love you." How many of you guys know that Jesus knew the answer to that question before he even asked it? When Jesus asked that question, "Peter, do you love me?" I am convinced that he was asking him because it's not that Jesus wasn't confident in it. He wanted Peter to be confident in it. That the Lord pours out his spirit and he continues to bring things to our heart. He continues to speak things over our life, not for his own confidence, but so that we can be confident in the things of the Lord. Because at that point, Peter, he's responding out of this, you know I love you. And at that point, it's almost like it clicks for him. You know it. I know it. Come on. And that's the heart that Jesus is looking for. To be confident in the love and the grace and the that he's given us so that we can boldly... You notice that? He always tells us to boldly go out. It's weird, though, because he'll say, like, boldly go out like sheep amongst wolves. What is that? Boldly go out like the animal that will definitely lose every single time. Boldly go out like the dumbest animal on the planet. Do you know why? Because he never wants us to be bold and confident in our own abilities. That we never have to be confident in our own abilities. I stink at a lot of things, but I'm confident in the Lord. So sometimes I sound confident. I've tricked you. The Lord wants you to know in your heart of hearts that he is boldly calling you. He's calling you to go to nations. And whether that's nations overseas, like Pastor Bill and Pastor Mary Pat are in Brazil, and where's Troy? We're going to pray over him because he's leaving tomorrow. Or that's going to your neighbor, going into the workplace to be confident. There are so many people in this Western Hemisphere that want to tell you that it's wrong to follow Jesus, that you don't have a right to tell me what I can and can't believe. You don't have a right to tell me that Jesus is the only way. But when we're confident in his love, we know that that love surpasses any expectation that what somebody else can put on you. So Jesus tonight, he's asking, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?" And he will continue to ask that question until he knows that you are confident in it. because he wants you to be confident. He's already confident in you. He already knows that you can do it. He already knows that he's equipped you to accomplish great, powerful, and wonderful things. He wants you to know it. And that's when you become a real danger to the enemy. Because if you think about it, we're never going to increase in the Holy Spirit. He's living fully inside of me. The thing I can increase in is my confidence in his ability to work through me. So we're going to go after that. I want to see an army of people who are confident in the Lord to release something. So I just want to encourage you, because how many of you guys have experienced something like that where you feel like the Lord is just constantly saying the same thing to you over and over and over and over, and you're like, oh my gosh, come on, give me something new. You ever felt that way? I feel like sometimes I'm saying the same thing over and over and over again. I'm like, I don't know why anybody's listening to me. I don't even know why I'm saying this, because I've said it before. But it's because the Lord wants us to be confident in it. Do we have the DVD ready, or are we working on that? Okay. I kind of forgot about it anyway, but I just thought I'd ask. So the Lord is putting inside of us this ability to be confident, and that's what we saw this weekend. That's what he wants to release tonight, is a bold confidence in him. You know, in a couple minutes, I'm going to show just one video that we had of, it's actually a testimony from Carly sharing about an experience she had overseas. But the thing I love about this is that when you have an encounter with the King, this is why, you know, doctrine and theology, they're good. It's good to know Scripture. It's good to understand and have revelation about that. But it's only good if you can put it into the context of an encounter. You know, if our understanding of Scripture doesn't lead us to an encounter, then it's not accomplishing what it was intended to accomplish. And I know a lot of you have heard this before. I'm pretty sure I'm plagiarizing from Bill Johnson or Chris Valentin or Pastor Bill or Pastor Mary Pat or somebody. But in fairness, that's like 99% of the stuff I say anyway. I'm plagiarizing from somebody. So it's still truth. Run with it. You know, that the Lord's, I'm stealing it. I'm taking it from them. I'm stealing it from the Holy Spirit. Take that. I'm not stealing it because it's already mine. Oh. Now I'm getting some fresh manna. Look at that. I'm not stealing something if it's already mine. Ha ha! That's why I love conference. Let's get the DVD in before I totally go off on a rant. So tonight, I believe that the Lord's wanting to release that. He wants to release that over us. He wants to release that over our families. He wants to release a boldness that rises up inside of us that shows the confidence of the Lord. Because I know, based on in the natural, in my experience, if I'm dealing with a salesperson that's trying to sell me something, if they're not confident in what they're selling, I've already lost interest. Have you guys ever dealt with a salesperson that just sounds totally timid and not really sure about the product? Have any of you guys ever been that salesperson? Like, hi, would you like to buy this thing that I have? It's for this place. And you're almost like, well, what does it do? Like, well, you know, you're never going to sell something that you're not confident in. And it's not that we're selling Jesus, but we're demonstrating who he is. And when we're confident in who he is in us, that draws out the light and the gold that draws people towards you. So as you're more confident in the Lord and understand the great things that he's released into you, people are going to be drawn to that. Isaiah 60. 60. I know. I'm in front line. It should be Isaiah 61. Isaiah 60 talks about, "Arise, shine, for your light is upon you." And it talks about nations being drawn to you because of that light. That's what confidence and boldness looks like. It draws people in. And that's what the Lord wants to release. Are we good? Okay, I'm going to show this quick video. And then I want to pray over Troy, because he's going to Brazil. And there's some other people here that I want to pray over. We'll watch the video first.
And it's just our team at this ministry time would happen later, but it was our team time, and we were in this church, and after they had kind of been done sharing their hearts, we just all started lifting up our voices in spontaneous worship. I think our pastor began to do that, and we all just joined in, and there's just no sound. We're in this cemented flooring and side walls and everything where outside was just Africa and in the middle of nowhere. And we all just began worshiping, and this sound that just came from our hearts was just lifting up into heaven and just straight to Jesus. And it was so beautiful, and it was so overwhelming at the same time. It just made you want to worship more, because it was no longer, it was just not about you. It was all about Him and all about His glory and who He was. And so we all just began to worship and just lift up our voices louder. And it kept getting louder and louder. People that normally wouldn't really make a peep that much, or that you wouldn't really hear as much, just started singing out with boldness and not even caring about who's in the room. And they just began to worship, worship, worship. And to myself, as I was worshiping, my eyes were closed, and I just saw this vision in front of me as I was worshiping. Jesus was in the center of this worship, and He was just circling around, and His arms were open, and it was like there was a sweet fragrance that was coming up into Him, and He enjoyed it so much. It was so pleasing to Him, and He was so satisfied and so just enjoying that His children were just so in love with Him, because it was coming out of our voices, it was coming out of our beings. And as I was worshiping and He was circling around and around, He came right up to me, and I didn't see His face. It was just this figure in front of me, and I knew it was Jesus. And He looked at me, and at this time in this trip, the Lord was doing really something profound in my heart about love, and specifically what love looks like. Now, we know that Jesus is the person of love. But with that, He was speaking directly to me about love and what it looks like. And He was talking to me about the urgency of love and how there is no time to waste, and how everything that we should do should be out of love. It's not, if it's not from a motive, if our hearts aren't in a place of loving somebody else, then we need to repent quickly and say yes easily when it comes to just anything the Lord has for us, because things become easy when we're vulnerable and open and we're surrendered to what God wants for us. And in that moment, though, at the same time when it just seemed like this encouraging thing, I was totally just shaken up by Him, and He just kept throwing, He threw these fireballs at me in this vision I'm having when my eyes are closed and I'm just totally undone by who He is, but most importantly, just His love for me, and that His arms were wide open on that cross for me. And that if I was the only person, if I was the only human being on this earth, He would still have stepped down from heaven as fully God yet fully man on this earth, and would have stretched His arms wide across that cross just to die for me. So that day when I'm receiving this revelation and I'm just crying, laughing, and shaking and all this stuff, because it's like the power of God was so amazing, and it was so tangible at that time. We went out in the groups, in SEALs groups, and started ministering to people and going from hut to hut or from house to house, whatever it looked like when we were ministering. And there was a woman that we came across, never heard about Jesus, never heard about the person of Jesus. We sat down with her, and that love that the Lord released in the reality of who He is and His kingdom is real and it's at hand was just so real in my life. It was like a paradigm shift for my mind and for my thinking, that when I went in, I'm thinking, she needs to know what love looks like, and if she doesn't, she's going to know it today. And bam, that day, the whole story from beginning to end of creation all the way to Jesus' death and resurrection, she heard for the first time. I shared with her, and she got saved that day. And the Lord led us to also pray for her, just for healing and everything emotionally. It was so awesome, and that's what it was all about. And just to see how that encounter, which led to a revelation of His goodness and the reality of who He is and His love, which led to just giving that, pouring that out to other people, was just amazing. I'll never forget it, and it's changed my life forever. I haven't been the same. So glory to God. I'm so grateful for His love.
And isn't that Isn't that a powerful testimony? You see what happens when the Lord's presence comes down and that confidence is released. And then all of a sudden you go out boldly to proclaim those things. I love seeing that people totally abandon in worship. It's the most amazing freeing experience. And that happened how long ago? 2, 3 years ago? Was it 2 years ago? 2 years ago, and you can still see that passion coming out. That video was made like a week or two ago. And you can still see, like, just really all about it. All about it. Because when you have an encounter like that, that stays with you. That stays with you. That never has to go away. So I believe the Lord wants to release that tonight over you. So I'm going to say a quick prayer. Quick prayer, and then we're going to pray for some people. So Lord, I thank you that tonight you are filling each person up here with a boldness and a confidence in who you are. Lord, I release your presence and your glory into the atmosphere, into each one of their hearts, Father, that you would pierce their hearts, Father God, and you would touch them with the confidence that comes with knowing you and encountering you. Lord, may that mark each person in this place, Father God, so that we can boldly, as sheep, go out to declare that we serve a shepherd who is good, who is powerful, who is awesome, who heals, who delivers, who set us free and wants to set those people free, Lord. I pray, Lord, that there would be a newfound confidence in you tonight. Thank you, Lord, for releasing that over each one of us. And I praise you, Father, that you empower each person to walk in that every single day. Yes, Lord. Amen. Okay. Now, we're talking about boldness and confidence. This is the last thing. I'm going to ask, I know there's a couple people, probably several, who have been diagnosed recently with some kind of sickness. Now, specifically, Laura, I know you as well as Carrie. So I want to ask you guys to come up. We're going to pray for you guys. But I also know, for example, Peter, this is what happens. When you start tapping into the things of the Lord, the enemy gets rattled. So he starts kind of poking and jabbing wherever he can. Peter's homesick, right? Last text I got, vomiting, things like that. There was a battle for Judah's health over the weekend, which I believe he's coming out of that battle now. Now, are there other people? Those are the ones I specifically know. I'm going to have Laura and Carrie come up here in a minute. But if you're feeling any kind of sickness or any physical ailment, I want you guys to raise your hand real quick. Wow. Okay. Okay. That's awesome. Lord, are you getting better? How do you feel now?
Well, I want you to pray for me.
Okay. We're going to pray for you, okay? Okay. Why don't we have everybody who's feeling some kind of physical ailment, why don't you guys come up right now? Yeah, this is what happens. And this is how we're going to demonstrate how we respond when something like this happens. Okay? See, when we start to do things for the kingdom, the enemy is going to do everything he possibly can to hinder it or slow it down. And the best way to stop that is to respond tenfold. When we walk confidently in understanding the revelation of who God is as healer, we can break those things off. So I'm going to ask the ministry team, who's not up here getting prayer. If I can get the three remaining people. Okay, we're going to stand in agreement for healing right now over this body. I'm just going to release that corporately. And Father, I know the Father's just going to begin to touch you guys right now. Specifically, I'm going to pray for you guys individually. But Father, I'm just going to pray corporately over everybody right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that 2,000 years ago you died on the cross for our healing. Father, your word says that by your stripes we are healed. And Lord, your desire is to release a healing anointing right now in Jesus' name. So I break off every sickness. I break off every attempt of the enemy to steal, kill, or destroy what the Lord has been releasing in this season. Father, I declare freedom. Freedom over every person here, that they will know the power that comes with knowing you. They will know the power of the good Father. And Lord, that we will walk in the healing that you've made a way for. I thank you, Lord, right now. Just release that in Jesus' name. Healing. Father, that you would touch their bodies, that they would begin to feel the heat of your presence rising up inside of them. Lord, that you would push out every sickness. Every sickness was paid for at the cross. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. Father, just let the joy of your presence begin to rise up, that would be our strength, Father. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. And Father, I just pray for Carrie right now. And for Laura, we just stand in agreement. Father God, we know that we've learned that you have a good report for us. And Father, where there has been a bad report, Lord God, we just take those, we give them up to you, and we declare freedom in this house. We declare life. Father God, we declare that every sickness bends its knee at the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus Christ, you are made whole. Your body is made whole and complete, lacking in nothing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. For those of you receiving, if there's some kind of physical thing that you can test real quick, test it. Just test what the Lord's doing. If you're feeling a heat or something, just ask the Lord to continue to increase that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for restoration in everybody. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I break it off. Is there a testimony?
Okay. I'm flat-footed, like super flat-footed. This is weird. So I've sprained my feet a lot. That probably sounds really weird, but like dancing and stuff, and usually with conference, I just sprain my feet, and then it's really uncomfortable and really painful to stand or like walk or sit or exist. But I'm being dramatic, but Deanne just prayed for me, and especially my left foot, I had sprained the arch, and so it was really, really uncomfortable to, like, dance or stand or whatever, and it's gone now. Yay! Woo! Woo!
Amen. Amen. Any other testimonies? Just test it out. If it was an ache, a pain, soreness, move your hands, jump up and down, any...
I twisted my ankle at SeaWorld 3 weeks ago, and I was dancing about maybe 20 songs during the whole Saturday night, and I didn't feel any pain until the morning after, and then I took ibuprofen, and then it was all better. Thank God.
Yes, Lord. Great dancer. Going after it. Awesome. Anybody else? Just test it real quick. Yes, Lord. Just continue to increase. Continue to release that right now. I thank you, Lord, that where the enemy has tried to steal something, Father, we respond in the Spirit. We might have a testimony over here. We got somebody running around. Jacqueline! The Jacqueline! Why don't you share what's going on, or are you just running?
No, I can't run.
Well, it hurts when I run. Now it doesn't.
So how long has that been going on?
It started last October. It's getting better, but I still have that pain. Now it's gone.
Gone completely?
I hope.
Do another lap.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Look at that. Thank you, Lord. That is awesome. Yes, Lord. Don't you love responding spiritually to things like that? Awesome. Anybody else real quick? Any other quick testimonies? Nobody wants to go after that. Any other, just real quick, I don't want to miss any testimonies, just to make sure. I know the Lord's continuing to do something. Andrew?
I had a headache, and it's gone. My throat still hurts a little bit, but yeah, my headache's gone, though. It's cool.
Okay, so headache gone, still throat. Father, finish that right now in Jesus' name. We release your healing touch into his throat. I thank you, Lord, that you would restore everything that was lost this weekend from worship, Father God, that in the name of Jesus, complete restoration into his throat in Jesus' name. And Father, I release that same prayer over every worshiper, Father God, that has been completely abandoned. I got no mic. Oh, there we go. Okay. I'm feeling good. Let's do one more thing. Nah. We missed that. Where's Troy? Troy? That he can carry into Brazil and into the pastors. So let's either come up, lay hands, or extend your hands if you desire. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you that you have planted in his heart a desire for nations. So many nations, Lord. So many nations. Crazy, crazy nations. Father, Lord, as you continue to open doors, as you continue to make a way. Yeah, let's have Rachel come in here as well, because we're going to bless this whole family. Thank you, Lord. We're just going to stand in agreement for the Lord's absolute best for this whole family. Father, I thank you for the willing hearts that they both have, probably more Rachel than anyone. Lord, for being willing to let her husband go. Father, we just release a blessing over them. Father, we thank you that you continue to protect them, that there is a hedge of protection around them, that there are angels that are commissioned to watch over them, Lord. And I pray that signs and wonders will follow both of them, Lord, that they will see a new thing released in Brazil and in the Larson household. Father, that there will be mighty, mighty miracles to testify about. And Lord, you will continue to increase inside of each one of them. Father, let your anointing, let the mantle that is upon them, Father God, just continue to increase and be strengthened as we agree for everything that you have for them, Lord. I bless Isaac and Levi. I bless Troy and Rachel, Father God. I thank you for their lives and everything that you have in store for them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Is there anybody that has... I know, I'm going to open the door. Pictures or prayers?
Sorry, guys.
There's no apologies here. Troy, the Lord just reminded me of a word I gave you a long time ago, just of seeing you as a boxer and always rising back up. You know, if you get hit and put down and put down and put down, that you just keep getting up. You just keep pop backing up and fighting. And just since I got from the Lord, is just I saw as you go into Brazil, just I saw you again as this picture as a boxer, but this time you were not, I mean, what I saw was basically that you were this lightweight boxer, that you were really light on your feet, and you were just very agile and very quick, and just being able to just really pound the tar out of the enemy, and then just like land a blow, and then just kind of just with the greatest of ease, just kind of duck out of whatever he would throw at you, and then he'd land another one, and then you just continually move around. So I just, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that Troy, Father, is that boxer, Lord, that fighter in the spirit. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for that agility, that quickness, Father, in the name of Jesus, to be able to land one on the enemy, Father, and that duck under his attack, and Father, land another one, and another one, and another one, Lord. And Lord, I thank you that as he goes, Father, we're contending and believing, Father, for him that, Troy, just what I hear is just that, and we're trusting, obviously, and believing the anointing of our pastors, but as you go to Brazil, I believe you're going to land the knockout punch. In Jesus' name, that you entering in with them, holy, is just gonna land that knockout punch. And along with that, I just hear that not only are Pastor Bill and Pastor Ray Pat going out apostolically to establish the kingdom of God, but you're coming underneath them as a son in the spirit, and that's going to be a prophetic picture to the people in Brazil of what you're doing and establishing in the kingdom. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for this son in the faith, Father, going to meet his mama and papa in the spirit, and that, Father, it will be a prophetic sign, Lord, to the nation of Brazil, Lord, of what the kingdom looks like in Jesus' name.
I just saw this picture, Troy, of you just running. Just you're running after the Lord, you're running after the Lord. Then I saw your son, Isaac, and he just grew to as tall as you, and he's running right there with you. Then I saw Levi do the same thing. He just grew. He's as tall as you, and he's just running right there with you. And I just heard that there's a hedge of protection over your sons, that they're always going to be running with you, running after the Lord, running after the Lord from nation to nation to nation, that they're just going to be running right there with you, that there's a hedge of protection over them.
Amelia saw a picture of just a large sword. It was actually, it seems strange because it's a sword similar to what expect like for like a Muslim type of a symbol. And it was one of those swords that's extremely sharp. And I totally feel like the Lord saying that what the enemy is intending to use as a weapon against you and against against what God's doing, that you're going to take that weapon from the enemy and use it against him. And that you're going on the offensive and using the devices of the enemy, turning those things around, and this being a way that you're going to have that strategy to cut through with the strength that the enemy has tried to build up against the God's kingdom, that you're going to turn that around and use that very weapon against his kingdom for the kingdom of light. So I just speak that aggression in the spirit, that piercing through, the cutting through the darkness, that speak out for a covering over Troy, that as he runs into that country, that he'd be in there with the blaze, with the sword flying, going in the spirit with that gentle tenacity of the spirit that he has as with the Father's heart, that's going to pierce through and cut through with the love of the Father. It's going to break hearts everywhere he goes. They just speak for that cutting opening, the piercing opening of hearts and mind through your spirit that runs so deep inside him.
Just to go along with what Carl saw, I saw a picture of you sitting in a car in Brazil traffic. And for those of you who haven't been to Brazil, Brazil traffic is very, very, very bad. You can be at the same place for like 20 minutes. So, but then I saw a picture of Troy actually getting up out of the car, and in his hand he had a Brazilian flag, and then he jumped on top of the car, and he was jumping from car to car to car. Just really believe like the Lord's just going to give him the ability that whatever obstacles may come when they're in Brazil, to be able to jump up on top of them and to go over them with just an agility, like Carl said, and just a strength. So, Lord, I just agree with what Carl said, Father. Lord, that you would just pour over Troy, just God, an agility and a strength, Father God, that anything, Lord God, that the enemy tries to bring as an obstacle, tries to slow them down, Father, that there will be a flow, an easy flow, Father God, an easy flow, Father God, for the ministry that you have for them, Father, for everything that you have them to do, Lord, an easy flow, Father, that anything that comes in their path, Father, that they'll just jump on top of it, Father God, and go right through it, Father, with the strength that you've given them, in Jesus' name.
In my mind, I saw you as a bird. I saw you flying over everybody, and you were soaring, and you were just smiling, the biggest smile I could see. And you were doing like flips in the air and you were just shouting out. You were like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I see you as that bird. I see you flying over them. I see you soaring over the enemy. Not in your way, just soaring right over them, showing them how high you can fly. And we see that, Lord. We see that he is so great, and he will fly above that enemy, and he will show them, Lord. You will show them that you are great, and you are powerful, Lord. And you will soar him to heights that he's never gone before and be able to show people your way and your light and your love, Lord. Amen.
I saw something similar to what Tiana saw, very similar picture, except you were in a race car and you were also sort of stuck in traffic, but there was a lane that just opened up and it went right through, and it went through the, it was like a carpool lane. You just zoomed right through. So Lord, I just speak that over him. Just thank you for that acceleration, Lord. Father, that anything that would try to stand in the way, Father, would just be automatically removed, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, you would clear the way. You would clear the pathway, Father, for him to just drive right on through, Father, to just go right on through, Father, to do everything that you've called him to do on this trip, in Jesus' name.
Troy, I saw a picture of you with water was just pouring into you and your head was open. So water was just pouring into you, and anytime you opened your mouth, it just poured out of your mouth. So I think that spoke to ease of communication, and I just bless you with that and pray that over you. And also the living water flowing out of your mouth, and as you came to, or keep, people came around you, people came in front of you, every time you opened your mouth, the water would flow right from your mouth right to them, and it just right to their hearts, right into them every time you opened your mouth. Yes,
Lord. Just as we started praying, I just saw a picture of like a rainbow arch of glory just pouring out and raining down over your household. And I just felt like the Lord saying that it was just his promises, and just that he's going to continue to be faithful in promises and just in protection and just all sorts of things that you've been praying into, that glory is just going to continue to rain down and pour out over your household. Whether you're here or you're in Brazil or wherever, that in your faithfulness and going, you know, going to the nations, that the Lord is just so faithful in his promises.
Mine's actually similar. I saw a picture of you and Jesus sitting down for dinner, and when it came at the end, he said, I got this, and you know, in terms of the bill, yeah, in terms of the tab. So, right. So I just, Lord, I just thank you that Troy's finances are going to be blessed for the sacrifice he's making, Lord, that all the money for this trip is going to come in Jesus' name, and even more abundance, Lord. Just pray that just the entire Larson family be blessed financially, Lord, for the sacrifices he's making for the kingdom, Lord. Just any investments would increase. And just thank you that you're always faithful in this matter, and we just trust and know that you're going to come through again.
I actually got the scripture, Isaiah 40:31. Which I believe you gave to somebody else, but I have the amplified version that says, but those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up close to God as eagles mount up to the sun. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. So, Father, I thank you for this scripture, Lord, that as Troy and Rachel, Father, are sacrificing for your kingdom, Father, that you would be the one that they look to expectantly, Father, that they hope in you, that you would be their strength, Father, in the times of weaknesses, that they would just soar out their wings, they would let their wings out, Father, and that your wind would carry them, your wind would empower them, your wind would strengthen them, Father, to continue to go forward, Lord. And I just thank you, Father, and just ask for covering and protection, that you would be a shield over them, Father, both of them, that as they're connected, Lord, even though they're in separate countries. And Father, I just pray over Isaac and Levi, Father, just for a grace, Lord, just grace and mercy, Father, just for Rachel and just for Troy, Lord, as he's missing his children, but also missing his wife, Father, that you would also just strengthen Rachel, Lord, in this time, Father, where she is going to be taking care of these two awesome kids, Father, that you have so blessed her with. And so, Lord, I just pray a blessing over these children, Father, that there would be just grace and mercy, Father, that they would just be the awesome best behavior kids, Lord, in these couple weeks to come or the days to come, Lord. And so I just pray, Father, that you would give her the ability, Father, and just to help us to come close to her as a body, just to support her, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Well, Troy, what I just saw was I saw a picture of you with a machete. And you know how, like, when people are in, like, the jungle, like the Amazon or whatever, there's somebody that goes out before the whole trekking party with a machete, and they're clearing away. And what I felt the Lord was saying through that was it brought immediately to my mind the statement that Lawrence had made this afternoon in conference, how there's places where you're called in to go because you're there to make the path straight. You're there to make the way. You're there to solidify, like, the connections in those areas. And I just felt like the Lord was using you like that machete, that, like, you're going into uncharted territory and you're making a way for the kingdom, for the light to shine, for the people who are going to come behind you. Because this is what part of your calling is. And this is like there's such a grace on your family to release you into this. And Lord, I just pray, Father, that you would just come, Lord Jesus, and that you would just pour your anointing out on Troy, Lord, that you would give him just strategic favor, Lord Jesus, into the places where he's going, Lord, the connections he's going to be making, God, Lord, that you've used him, Lord, in the past, and you're going to use him now, and you're going to use him in the future, God, because this is part of your anointing that you have on him, Lord, to just solidify the way, Lord Jesus, Lord, just to solidify your way, Lord, that your light will shine, Lord Jesus, that it cannot be extinguished. It cannot be denied, Lord Jesus, and it cannot be overtaken by the growth around it that would seem to say that there is no path available here, Lord. You're giving him a strategy, Lord, to walk into some of the darkest, most untouched places, Lord Jesus, the places that the rest of us would fear to tread, God. You have placed your holy boldness into Troy, Lord Jesus, that he's going to be able to walk into these places, Lord Jesus, and he's going to be able to stomp down the things that are around him. He's going to be able to chop down the things that's going to want to stand up and against him and against the people, Lord Jesus, that are in that area, God, the people that you have anointed, Lord, to touch the people that's in the area, God, for just your glory to rain down, Lord Jesus.
And
oh no.
Poor thing. And Lord, I just pray for complete health, Father. Complete health in this family, Lord. Every single one of them, Lord. Isaac, Levi, Troy, and Rachel, God, that there is such health and that your angels stand beside each one, Lord. And that you guard them. You are their shield, Lord. And that no weapon formed against them prospers. Ha, ha, ha. We just break off every assignment against their family. We just tear down the works of the enemy. And we just command confusion into the enemy's camp. And we just thank you, Lord, for haha joy and life in this family. And that you just get them drunk, God. That you just pour out your spirit inside of them, Lord. You just intoxicate them, Holy Spirit. More and more and more and more from this day on, God. In Jesus' name.
I had a picture of the Lord washing your guys' feet. And I just heard the verse, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. And, you know, really getting that in your heart that both of you are going. And, you know, Rachel is here. She's going to be supporting you in prayer, Troy, as you're supporting her in prayer. But you're going together. The fruit belongs to both of you. And what I heard the Lord saying is, you know, as I've done for you guys, you go and do. You know, as I've set an example by washing your feet, because your feet are absolutely beautiful, the Lord says, which is incredible. The Lord would say, most of us don't think of feet as beautiful, but it's because of what you're doing with those feet. You're taking his heart to the nations. And so, Father, we just bless. We bless what you're doing here. Where with Troy and Rachel, both going, one in the physical, both in the spirit, Lord, that this would be just an incredible season for both of them. Lord, I thank you on a very practical note that the children would sleep through the night, that Rachel would get more rest and more sleep in this 12 or whatever, 11 or 12 days than she's gotten in the last 12 weeks. And Father, we just call that down. Lord, you're so practical. And that Troy would get great sleep in Brazil. Father, we bless what you're doing. We bless the anointing that you've placed on them. Lord, we thank you that you're going to bring in all the finances, that you're bringing in all the finances, that you're even moving on the hearts of people in this place right now to help sow into that. Father, we bless you. Yes, Lord. We bless you. Yes, Lord. Amen. God loves you guys. You're troopers. Good example. So, and on that note, by the way, in the back, you guys see there's a box for tithes and offerings. There's no reserve financially for